From a distance, it sounds like a frat party. But if you listen closely, the conversation topics are a bit more evolved than your average college party. It's an open house night at a Longwood-based technology club called Famalab. Their website openly describes the space as a club for geeks. That very idea surprised Lance Fick when he joined a couple of years ago.
The whole idea that there's actually a bunch of tech people in Orlando, really? I didn't realize there's one place where these like all can exist.
While Orlando and Central Florida don't exactly scream tech hub, economists say there's no denying the fact that it does exist.
When you think of Orlando, you don't even begin to know the half of it, of how deep and rich the tech sectors are.
That's Rick Weddle, president of the Orlando Economic Development Commission. The commission is working on a campaign to rebrand the city. Their tagline, Orlando, you don't know the half of it. Weddle says the days of Orlando only being associated with the tourism industry are numbered. But economist Joel Kotkin offers some tough love for Florida.
It's like one of the great underachievers of modern history. I mean, in other words, that it should be much stronger in these fields than it is.
It's not that Orlando's tech industry is new. It's that people really have to look beyond the glitz and glamour of the theme parks to find homegrown tech clubs like Famalab. Famalab is nestled in a 4,000-square-foot warehouse in a quiet corner of Longwood. The club is surrounded by auto repair shops and carpenters selling custom granite countertops. Driving out to Famalab, I was a little bit lost. That is, until I saw a drone fly by my car window. At that point, I knew I arrived at the hackerspace. David Sykes is a shop manager for Famalab.
The idea is to make a facility where you can come in, have the tools at your disposal just ready to go, and whatever you want to make, you can just go ahead, come in here, make it.
Places like this are helping to grow the city's tech sector, but simmering beneath this rapid growth are more well-established tech companies. Neometrics is a 3D printing and scanning company that's been around for over a decade.
It smells like hot glue guns, right?
It smells like melted plastic. And that's for the MakerBot, that's exactly what it is.
That's Dan Perot, president of Neometrics. He says doing business in Florida makes sense. The costs of living are lower. Renters pay about $200 to $500 less a month compared to those in New York City or San Jose, according to census data. And the weather's great, so the company can operate year-round. Perot thinks this will draw more techies to Florida in the coming years.
You're going to see, you know, more of the smarter folks, the innovators moving to this area, so you're going to see more of the, technology evolution.
That exodus of smart young people looking for a more affordable place to live is what Joel Kotkin thinks will really put Orlando's tech industry on the national radar.
There's going to be this huge amount of talent demographically that's going to begin to look for other places to go. And one of the places that they may well go is to a place like Orlando.
So if Orlando has great weather, lower rents, and a lower cost of living overall, that begs the question, why aren't more people flocking here for tech jobs?
You know, that's a really good question.
Maybe the answer is simply that people aren't paying attention to the growth of Orlando's tech sector. But economist Rick Weddle says in a decade's time, that'll change.
People will say, this happened overnight, but it didn't. You know, almost all overnight successes are 20 years in the making.
Back at the Famalab open house, I talked to data scientist Catherine Neal. She has her own ideas about why more people don't know about Orlando's tech industry.
I've worked in Silicon Valley and Boston and New York and in Washington, D.C., and all of those areas have really definite personalities, and I think Orlando's hasn't quite totally formed yet.
Neal, like other members of the tech community, says give it a few years, and Orlando will be known for more than just its Mickey ears. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.